Hey friends, it's your boy Matt Donald here to let you know once again that I have a Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you'll find bonus content for The Ritwit and Paleobites, my two podcasts, my two little podcasts that could. For the bonus Paleobites content, we're discussing pop culture featuring prehistoric animals, and this month we're talking about Dinosaur King, a video game turned anime, turned card game. It's basically Pokemon, but with dinosaurs. It's great stuff. Link is in the description for where you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support, and have a wonderful day!
Roar! Growl! Snarl! Bellow!
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast whose least favorite reindeer is Comet. My name's Matthew Donald, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I'm joined by someone who, I gotta think of a new one every week.
Who knows too many conspiracy theorists and yes, conspiracy theories.
Yeah, yes, she believes that all birds are government drones, that the world is flat, and that the government is run by lizard people.
Clearly. I mean, have you not seen the evidence?
That's true. Natasha Crack, how are you?
Oh, doing quite well.
Ah, that's good. That's good. I love the people who think that birds aren't real. As someone with a bird, I'm like, that's a really sweet government drone.
It is a nice government drone, isn't it?
Yeah, and maybe it has defunct...
They love us in our town of Nightvale.
Yeah, they... Does that mean that dinosaurs are government drones, too, because birds evolved from dinosaurs?
No, the government just wanted to create a convincing link between birds and dinosaurs.
Ah, okay.
Therefore, all dinosaurs had feathers.
Yes, okay.
Therefore, birds have feathers, therefore, government drones of the past, right?
Right. Or maybe this goes deeper than that. So you know how some creationists say that dinosaur fossils were put into the ground to test people's faith?
Oh, and the Earth is only 6,000 years old?
Yes. It's been 6,000 years old for the last 1,000 years.
Oh my goodness, how did we not know?
So how about, instead of that, how about the government put dinosaur fossils in the dirt to create a compelling ancestor to their government drones? So... it's all making sense.
It is. It's brilliant. We must tell the world.
Oh wait, no, I hear the government stomping down our door. No, we gotta get out of here. We're innocent.
We didn't do it this time.
Don't take us to the edge of the world, flat earth, like government.
Not Area 51. No.
You know, everything went to hell after we raided Area 51. That's what's going on. That's what happened to 2020. In 2019, we raided Area 51.
Or at least we threatened to.
Yeah, I think like 50 people showed up, so that's pretty
good.
Yeah,
and I think they just threw a big old party in the middle of the desert.
Well, that's nice. And who knows if they're actually at Area 51, because that's still, you know,
I mean,
classify where it is.
Actually, technically, it got declassified that it even exists.
Oh.
So, realistically, it does exist, but they have some perimeters. They would have gotten... To the
edge of the perimeter, yeah.
To the edge of the outermost perimeter, where the government knows that they're there, and they're keeping an eye on him.
Okay.
But honestly, I feel bad for the guy who had to straight-face explain to a high-ranking general what a Naruto run was. Can you imagine being that poor guy?
Maybe he got lucky and the government guy already knew.
Maybe, but still, can you imagine being in that guy's shoes, having to explain... Yes, Mr. Five-Star General, sir, a Naruto run is where they stick their arms out behind them and just... they think it gives them an extra speed boost.
Yeah, it creates less drag. and then the government responded by sending their Gigantopithecus against them. And speaking of which...
Yes, Gigantopithecus.
Yes, it means giant ape.
Oh, speaking of giant ape, all the Bigfoot conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
We've been hinting at a giant ape.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not Bigfoot.
Well, this might be the Yeti, considering where it is, because this wasn't in North America. It's in, like, China and Thailand and Vietnam and such.
Okay, so it may have been in the range to give some rise to at least the Yeti and other local versions.
Right, something like that. type. It is a Pogninae, which is the group of giant great apes that includes the modern orangutan. I always forget how to pronounce that. It looks like Pogninae. size 9 to 12 feet / 2.7 to 3.7 meters tall.
Convenient,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, 440 to 660 pounds / 200 to 300 kilograms. It was an herbivore, thankfully.
Thankfully.
Although I guess like a lot of primates, maybe it added a bit of... occasionally ate some bugs, you know?
Or occasionally scavenged a carcass or something.
Yeah, 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 who knows?
Primates aren't above it.
They're specialists. I mean, they're not specialists, they're opportunists.
They
that's
are.
That's the word I'm looking for. Time, early to mid-Pleistocene, 2 million to 300,000 years ago.
So it really wouldn't have come across humans.
No.
At least not modern
Not
humans.
Homo sapiens. It might have come across some other... I think Homo erectus was around this time. And stop giggling, everyone! I know everyone giggles when they hear Homo erectus.
Come on, folks. Get your head out of the sewer.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Not that we don't enjoy a couple of those bad jokes. What were you saying about that giant fungus again?
Oh, that's right. Yes. They're trying to see whose prototaxites was bigger. So, it was described... Oh, that's right. Location is in China, Thailand, Vietnam, and Indonesia. It was described in 1935. Pop culture appearances? There's quite a few, actually. The 2005 remake of King Kong claimed that Kong's species was a descendant of Gigantopithecus, even though he was more like a gorilla than an orangutan.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's a convenient creature to have a giant ape evolve from. So I get why.
Yeah, convenience is convenience there.
Yeah. Also, Ice Age Continental Drift, where he's a villain voiced by Peter Dinklage. Walking with Cavemen, Zoo Tycoon 2, Ark Survival Evolved. And oddly, the 2016 Jungle Book remake.
That's the one I remember most.
Yeah, which made King Louie a Gigantopithecus to make him more impressive, and because, as they said, orangutans don't live in India. Well, until we find fossils there, neither did Gigantopithecus. Plus, it's now anachronistic. Like, highly anachronistic.
Highly
so
anachronistic.
So, whoops. But at least they included his genus name, I Wanna Be Like You, twice in rhyme.
Right?
You might think it's ridiculous that me, a Gigantopithecus...
Props for them being able to rhyme that.
They did, and then they went another one. They just were like, oh, I am truly Magnificus, that me, a Gigantopithecus, or something. Yeah, I just think it's funny, because, like, you know, the Jungle Book, the songs were written by the Sherman Brothers, and they did big... songs for Walt Disney back in the day. They also did Mary Poppins, the songs for that.
Nice.
There's currently one Sherman brother alive, and he was actually the one who updated the lyrics for the new one. So
okay.
I just like the idea of this old school Disney veteran trying to figure out what rhymes with Gigantopithecus.
You gotta give him props for making that work in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a weird name to rhyme.
Yeah. So this is yet another creature... that is basically a big version of a creature we already have in the present. Add it to the list. We've done a lot of episodes on this. So far on the podcast alone, we've covered the giant millipede Arthropleura, the giant deer Megaloceras, the giant shark Megalodon, the giant caiman Purosaurus, the giant wolf Canis diuris, the giant snake Titanoboa, the giant beaver Castroides, the giant penguin Anthropornis, the giant elephant, Paleoxodon, the giant rabbit, Neurolagus.
Let's be honest, everything was bigger back then.
Yeah.
Sorry, Texas, you ain't got nothing on the past.
Yeah.
Everything was bigger in the past.
Except for baleen whales, but literally everything else was bigger in the past. The blue whale's still the largest animal of all time, and it's alive today. But,
correct.
But everything else was bigger. But yeah, the actual size estimates of this are actually difficult to determine because... only the tooth and jaw elements are known of Gigantopithecus. We haven't found any body fossils at all.
Interesting.
Yeah. And molar size and body size don't always correlate.
That's so very correct with so many species.
Yeah, there's some creatures with abnormally large teeth. The jawbone probably makes it, since we do have a jawbone, that probably makes it a little bit easier.
Probably.
Because unless this thing was like a big bobblehead, but like a Funko Pop.
Nah, doubtful.
Good, because I hate Funko Pops. The whole point, I don't get Funko Pops. They have no expression. They have all of the same black beady eyes. I'm like, who wants that? Apparently a lot of people do.
I don't quite get them either, but I see the appeal.
I guess, but it's just like...
To each their own, really.
Like, there's a Funko Pop of Buzz Lightyear, and it's just like, by having him have that blank expression with the black eyes, Buzz Lightyear's all about doing, like, the upturned eyebrows and the big smile, you know, just like the kind of a smirk, you know, but just getting rid of that. I don't know. Anyway, that's my rant.
I don't know.
That's my rant about Funko Pops.
I suppose to each their own.
But so the size estimates I listed here for Gigantopithecus are currently the most agreed upon at the moment. But then again, like everything in paleontology, this is subject to change with further research. Scientists...
And hopefully not further fist fights. I'm looking at you, astronomers.
Oh, God. What did they do?
Oh, the reason Pluto got demoted to a planet...
Oh, that's right, because they voted on it.
No, they discovered the planet, the dwarf planet Eris. And apparently, astronomers got into a fist fight over it.
Yes, I remember they discovered other... Yeah, because that's the argument in which I agree of why Pluto shouldn't be a planet. Because if Pluto was a planet, that means you have to count all these other things as planets, too.
Yeah.
Like Eris, like Makemake... Like
Ceres.
There's some other ones. I don't know, but like it's like.
But yes, astronomers. I'm looking at you. You got in a fist fight. Come on, the paleontologists actually have giant drills and hammers.
Yeah.
And you haven't.
We have pickaxes.
And they haven't gone to war.
Yeah, come on, we're civil. Dinosaurs bring us all together. Astronomy brings us apart. Well, maybe that's not true, actually. No, astronomy brings us all together, too. We were all... The last time we were all one was when the man landed on the moon. So ever since then, it's been constant division.
Basically, yeah.
All right. But scientists have theorized that Gigantopithecus is a relative of the orangutans for a long while, but a study in 2019 seemingly confirmed this, where scientists used peptide sequencing of dentine and enamel proteins of a Gigantopithecus molar, which basically means determining the amino acid sequence. The study indicated that the modern orangutan and Gigantopithecus last shared a common ancestor in the late Miocene about 10 million years ago, and this same study also calculated that the orangutans and the African great apes like chimps, gorillas, bonobos, and humans diverged about 26 to 18 million years ago.
Okay.
So there's a long gap in between them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of interesting. Despite having limited skeletal remains, the Gigantopithecus has always fascinated people. It's been the public eye for decades, which is pretty remarkable for a non-dinosaur, non-ice age creature.
That really is pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
I mean, again, if you want to drag creationists into this, I would love to hear some of their hilarious apologetics for it.
This is Goliath. This is what Goliath was. This just proves that the Bible is true. This is what David killed.
Oh, that would probably... Don't give that idea to Ken Ham. He'll run with it. He'll run with it.
Oh, man.
And then he'll put it on display at the Ark Encounter.
That museum. Didn't that museum get flooded? Didn't that happen?
They did actually sue over some water damage.
Which is so funny. The jokes write themselves, man.
I mean, there's so many YouTubers that have had a field day with that.
You're
a boat-shaped...
Yeah,
display. I'm not going to call them a museum. A boat-shaped display.
Yeah.
And
propaganda
you're suing
piece.
Over water damage to a boat?
Yeah, exactly. And not only a boat, but a boat that was representative of a vessel that was meant to survive a storm so extreme it ended the world. So
you're suing over water damage. And you're made with modern materials.
Yeah. That's okay though, because according to that museum, penguins hopped all the way from Antarctica to the
Israel.
Middle East, Israel, and kangaroos hopped all the way over, and like
and all the other
sloths eventually made their way all the way to Israel.
Sloths make some of the least sense. I mean, come on, sloths.
Yeah. And all the different species all fit in an ark that we have the exact dimensions of.
Which technically wouldn't even sail if you look at the actual dimensions.
Yeah, it's a box.
It's a box.
I mean, to be fair, I don't think it was supposed... I think it was just supposed to weather the storms. That part makes kind of...
I mean, the only corroboration we have is that floods did occur in the Middle East in that region.
Right, well...
The Tigris and Euphrates regularly flooded. Well, sometimes people got swept out to sea, but nothing
plus,
of that
plus scale. The big flood of human history was when the Ice Age ended and the sea levels rose.
Yes.
So that's
but
what...
modern humans didn't have a lot of boat technology.
Exactly, so they were like, oh, let's make a flood myth. Honestly,
there's very few cultures that actually... don't have flood myths.
Right.
If I remember correct, Japan actually doesn't have a flood myth because that's just not funny to them.
Yeah, that's true.
All the tsunamis and hurricanes they get?
Yeah, it's just like
just
every day is a flood myth. Honestly, just watch the movie Noah. That movie's actually pretty good.
I've watched enough segments of it. I want to go put my head through the nearest brick wall.
Well, Darren Aronofsky's an atheist, so he was doing it because he wanted to talk about the story of, like, does humanity worth saving and treat it as, like, a fantasy rather than, like, something that happens. So I kind of appreciate that.
I can appreciate it for that alone, now that I know that tidbit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, Darren Aronofsky's a staunch atheist, so he didn't believe in that movie. Like, he doesn't believe that happened. So
I mean, there's no evidence for it.
Right, anyways. All right, so Gigantopithecus. So, yeah, it's pretty remarkable for a non-dinosaur, non-Ice Age creature that's so famous. I guess it is in the Ice Age, technically, but it lives in the jungles rather than the snowy tundra, so it doesn't really count, I don't think.
It lived during that
It made
time.
It to the end of the Ice Age, but it first evolved beforehand,
yes.
Just beforehand. So,
like many primates and great apes.
Mm-hmm. But I guess the idea, it's just because the idea of a giant primate has always fascinated people, from King Kong to Mighty Joe Young.
to so many others.
King Kong again, to Donkey Kong, to Diddy Kong, to Cranky Kong. Who else? I don't know.
Let's be honest. Us humans are just fascinated with apes.
Yes.
Apes, primates, the lot of them.
Yeah, they're cool. It's just an animal that's really human-like. So.
They really are.
Well, I mean, humans are really animals.
Technically, we are great animals.
We are animals, so yeah.
There's not a lot genetically that separates us.
Yeah, exactly. So, we're at everyone's favorite part of the show, maybe. I don't know. We rate the animal 1 out of 65 million. I don't know. This one's pretty cruel.
I'm sorry, information has been classified.
The government's found us!
Not again!
No! Okay, well, I'm gonna rate it pretty high. I'm gonna rate like a 50 million. Like, I think it's pretty cool. Yeah.
I have to agree with you in this case. 50 million is a fair score for this animal.
Well, and plus it was really giant in Jungle Book, and it was voiced by Christopher Walken, so that's cool.
Uh-huh. And I just have to give it that score due to the human fascination with apes.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a good score. All right, well, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact us at mattsd@methadonecareer.com. I can relay questions to any of the co-hosts or, you know, just my way. And oh, yeah, give us a review on Apple Podcasts, if you would. It really helps the algorithm. If you're interested in reading, I have a book series. Oh, I did out of order again, but who cares? I have a book series on Amazon, Megazoic, available for print and Kindle. Dinosaurs with Laser Guns. Pew, 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 pew. No Gigantopithecus, because that was a bit later, but...
Well, more than a bit.
Just a tad. Just a smidge.
What, about 65 million years?
Yeah, 60, maybe 64 million years. Yeah, so, and then also I have another podcast called The Writ Wit, where two twits talk about writing. It's a writing podcast. That's basically what it is. It's pretty good stuff. That's it for this week. And as we say at the end of every episode of Paleobites, here we go. We're going to have to do the. What does an orangutan make? I know what gorillas make. What do orangutans make?
Well, I don't think this thing would have sounded too much like an orangutan, but I know orangutans have quite the range of vocalizations.
Okay, yeah. Name one.
Oh, offhand, I can't remember them without sounding like a screaming monkey.
Yeah, okay, there we go. That's the Gigantopithecus, guys.